Tonight we continue our master's class in the book of Genesis chapter 13. Genesis chapter 13. We're going to look at Lot. He was a master. Or he was part of the master's class. Alright? And I guess if I could say what Lot was a master of, he was a master of making a mess. Right? And I guess we've got to learn from those who make messes as well as those who do well. If we can learn how not to make the mess, we'll do better, right? Let's stand. Genesis chapter 13, verse 7. And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and the herdmen of Lot's livestock. The Canaanites and the Perizzites then dwelt in the land. So Abram said to Lot, "Please, let there be no strife between you and me, and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brethren. Is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. If you take the left, then I will go to the right. Or if you go to the right, I will go to the left." And Lot lifted his eyes and saw all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt as you go toward Zoar. And Lot chose for himself all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated from each other. And Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan. Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain and pitched his tent even as far as Sodom. But the men of Sodom were exceedingly wicked and sinful against the Lord. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, Father, we need your guidance as we look into your word tonight, that we may learn. That we may learn, Lord, lessons in this life and looking at some of the mistakes that Lot made. Help us to take them to heart so that we don't make the same mistakes. Father, I pray that you would open our hearts to receive your word. Give us understanding. Give us insight. And show us how to apply to our each individual lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Now, to kind of back up just a little bit, Lot, we know, was the nephew of Abraham, and he's traveled with Abraham ever since Abraham has left his homeland. They've traveled together until now, and at this point, their herds, they both have become very rich men. And the herds of them have become so great that they can no longer occupy the same area because of a conflict between Lot's shepherds and Abram's shepherds. And so strife had developed, and Abram, in the interest of saving his family. Have you ever done something in the interest of the family? Let's just keep harmony. Abram, in the interest of keeping harmony in the family, asked Lot, "You choose any direction you want to go. If you go left, I'll go right. If you go right, I'll go left. Any direction you want to go, and I'll go the other direction." And it said, Lot lifted up his eyes. And what Lot saw was the plain of Jordan. And it was beautiful. Immaculate. He even compared it to the garden of the Lord. He looked at it, he thought, this has got to be like the Garden of Eden. No doubt, as he looked, he thought, this is the ideal place for me to prosper. And no doubt he could see the prophet. If I take my herds in this area, they will multiply, they'll grow fat. Everything was right about this direction. And so as Lot looked, for him it was a no-brainer. Well, I'm going to take the plain of Jordan. But what he failed to do was to look at the people in the plain of Jordan. You see, what Lot did not see when he lifted up his eyes, he did not see the men of Sodom, who the Bible describes as exceedingly wicked and sinful. He did not see what it was going to do to his life. And in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 7, it says that Lot was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked of Sodom. He didn't see that. When he gets there, he realizes he's in the middle of the most ungodly people on the face of the earth. And he's brought his family into a den of iniquity. His children are going to pay the price. He's going to lose his wife, who, as they are escorted out, turns into a pillar of salt because she looked back, and you know the story there. He's going to lose daughters there. He's going to leave behind when he's delivered out of Sodom. I mean, how could something so good turn out so bad? Have you ever been in that position? You think, well, this is a no-brainer. I choose this. Well, you know, everything about it's good. Well, are you ready for the one thought? If you're ready for the one thought, say amen. If you're not ready, I'll keep on preaching. Okay, all right. Here's the one thought that I want you to get from old Lot tonight. Don't believe everything you see. Don't believe everything you see. Satan knows how to gift wrap something, how to gift wrap trouble, and put a pretty little bow on top. And if all you see is the wrapping paper and the bow, and never stop and take a look inside, you will get in trouble. I've seen kids ruin their lives, want to be part of the popular group and do what all the popular kids do because they're the ones that's having fun. Look deeper. I've seen husbands ruin their marriage and their children because they looked at another woman and thought, I want to go that direction. Look deeper. I've seen people who, for the purpose of riches, have lost their family. I knew a young man once when I was in Corinth, Mississippi. He bugged me to death. Brother Doug, please pray for me. I want this job at Caterpillar. Caterpillar was the place to work in Corinth, Mississippi. They were the good company, you know. Everybody wanted to work at Caterpillar. Every time I was at church, Brother Doug, please pray for me. I've applied for a job at Caterpillar. Okay, I'll pray for you. And he didn't get the job. Something else come up. He had put in his application. He said, Brother Doug, I put in my application. Please pray. If I can work at Caterpillar, I'll make more money. My family will be better off. And Brother Doug, it'll just work. Please pray. And it wasn't just me. He'd go around the whole church. Please pray. Finally, I asked him, did you ever think that God might not want you a Caterpillar? Because finally, one time he got hired. And he went in for a physical and he flunked the physical. Now this was anybody that you would think as healthy as anybody else. It was, you know, and it kind of made me draw back and think, I wonder if he's really supposed to be a Caterpillar. Yeah. But in his mind, it would increase his salary. It would help his family, and he'd just have a better life. Well, ultimately, this young man applied so many times that he finally got a job. And then he got a waiver because of the health or because of the issue where he failed his physical. And almost immediately, he dropped out of church. He was gone from church until after I left that church. He just quit. Oh, he had excuse, you know. They originally started him on night shift. And I thought, wow, Lord, how hard-headed can we be? And I was actually surprised. Years later, the young man had realized, okay, this isn't the direction for me. And he got back into church. But it robbed him of serving the Lord for 5 years plus. All because he looked at the wrapper. And he saw the bow. And he saw other people who had a job at that place. And it wasn't a bad job. But the problem was, he couldn't handle it. Okay? Lot couldn't handle where he was going. I'm convinced that God gives us what we need when we need it. And I'm also convinced that there are some things that we don't need. Okay? The lesson we learn from Lot tonight: don't believe everything you see. Don't look at the pretty wrapping and the pretty bow. Look at the people. Look inside. When Lot got to know the people of Sodom, again, in 2 Peter 2:7, it oppressed his very soul. You've always heard the grass is greener on the other side. When you get to the other side, you just might discover that the green you were seeing is weeds. Because they're green also. Don't believe everything you see. Lot messed up. He lost his wife. He lost children. His life was never the same because of the bad choice that he made. And you know, as you look on the outside, I don't know that it was necessarily a bad choice, but it was bad for Lot at that particular time in his life. Now, the lesson we learn is, of course, seek the Lord before you make a decision. Okay? See, that's the one thing you don't see in this text is that Lot, he went to the Lord, he prayed about, Lord, where do you want me to go? Where do I need to go? Where's going to be the best for my family? No. He just looked and said, this is a no-brainer. I'm going to the Plain of Jordan. Make sure. And the choices that we make, that we seek the guidance of the Lord. Because in many of those choices, if we choose wrong, the consequences require a terrible price. Okay? Don't believe everything you see. You may be here tonight, you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior. You can believe this. The Bible says that God loved you so much that He gave His only Son, that whosoever believes in Him will not perish but have everlasting life. God loves you so much He allowed His Son to be crucified on your behalf to pay for your sin. God loves you so much that He offers an invitation to you today, that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Tonight, I want to declare the good news of Jesus Christ to you. You may have come in here lost, but you can leave here headed for heaven. Okay? And you're a prayer away from salvation. Tonight, will you come to Jesus for salvation? Perhaps there's another need. You know, I don't. It's kind of a strange message, I thought, to be honest with you. But it's just where the Lord led. You may be in that position in life where you're looking and you're thinking, yeah, this is the perfect thing. It looks, there's nothing, you know, there's nothing, no reason why I wouldn't go this direction. But you haven't sought the Lord. You've not prayed. You've not said, Lord, what do you want me to do? Where do you want me to go? What direction do I need to go from here? The altar is open to you. Whatever your spiritual need is, maybe you're here and you need to follow the Lord in scriptural baptism or church membership, whatever your need is. Hey, you came to do business with God. Amen? In this invitation, I challenge you. Let's listen to God.
and let's respond to His leadership. Our Father in heaven, we thank You, Lord, for the day. We thank You for the examples of the Old Testament. Examples that we can look and see the great men of the Bible and what made them great, but also the men that were failures and what caused them to fail. Lord, help us to draw wisdom from the life of Lot. May we never forget to seek You in every decision that we make. May we never forget to call upon You and make Your leadership the most important part of our life. Lord, help us not to believe everything we see, because we know that Satan's a liar and he's the father of a lie. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.